It is Monday, December 4th, 2017. This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, you and I had a couple-week gap. There's some things that we'd like to catch up on, including a kind of series of announcements about job creation in Fort Smith that the city has really been waiting for.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's good news. It was kind of a back-to-back-to-back hit, a pleasant, you know, three pleasant surprises. So you have Pradco, which manufactures and distributes and markets for fishing equipment, fishing lures, outdoor type items. They're expanding their manufacturing facility in the Fort Smith area, adding 60 jobs. And primarily to cater to Walmart, to serve Walmart's needs. And, you know, they've been an established company in the Fort Smith area for a while. This will boost them up close to 300 jobs in, you know, in the beleaguered manufacturing sector, no less. So, you know, that's good news to see that coming on. And as they gear up, you know, then there's an investment plant, so that's also a boost in terms of construction jobs, investment in equipment. And then about the same time, Methodist Village, now this has been known for a while, but it's kicking off. Methodist Village, the senior living center, it's been in Fort Smith area quite a while. They're have a $60 million investment. It's a huge expansion. I was trying to think of the right word for it, but it's a huge expansion of the facility, probably add 15 to 20 jobs once it's finished. But more importantly, you know, it's expanding the healthcare sector, which is a very important sector in Fort Smith. But, you know, they're going to be adding the 145-bed care center, 80 independent living residences. And obviously, as the baby boomers cycle out, you know, this would be a perfect addition to address that. And then following that, we've been following, it's called Project Platinum for a while, and the manufacturing operation that the chamber was recruiting, and it's about 150 job plant. Well, we've now learned that it's Silgan, it's a company that makes food containers, cans, and that kind of thing. It would be building a brand new facility, like I said, adding 150 jobs, 150 good paying jobs. You know, for Fort Smith, which has not always been the beneficiary of the economic news, it was, like I said, a pleasant surprise, just bam, 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 three good announcements. Now, I do want to clarify that the Silgan deal is not, you know, it's not confirmed, but it would take Silgan just backing out because there have been some pretty good commitments made. So it looks like a done deal, but it hasn't been officially announced yet.
Well, and we know that done deals aren't done deals until they're done deals.
Right. Well, let's hope that was, because, you know, like I said, it's about a $21 an hour, you know, with a salary and benefits job there at Silgan. And that's the Fort Smith area, but that's good money. So, and again, the Fort Smith manufacturing sector was the hardest hit by far among all the manufacturing sectors in the metro areas in Arkansas. So it's good to kind of see, and we've seen it, how the manufacturing jobs just kind of, the bleeding has stopped. Now it'll be interesting to see what kind of growth comes back to that sector.
Well, let me ask you an economic philosophical question. People who are far smarter in this subject than I say that, you know, a local economy, a metro economy needs to be somewhat like a stock portfolio and that you need to be diversified.
Correct.
And we saw what happened, you know, Fort Smith's economy suffered when so much was invested in manufacturing and manufacturing, yep, started to leave the country. And it's great that there are new jobs. I think everyone agrees with that. But is there also concern that, you know, here comes more manufacturing, and that has not been the most stable sector over the last quarter century or so?
Well, it hasn't. The thing about, and it's a great question. So the thing about Pradco is that's a local market. You're not Yeah, you can import fishing lures and that kind of thing, but you're going to need that product. The fishermen and people who fish, they fish here. They fish in lakes here, and, you know. So to some extent, there is a little bit of protection there. The cans, these cans are made close to the market. You want them, you know, so whoever's buying those from Silgan, you know, are probably 100, 300 mile radius, I'm guesstimating there. So to some extent, that's good that they're making them here because they're near their customers. So there's a little bit of protection there. But to your point on diversity, if there's a silver lining to what happened to Fort Smith, is that the transition was painful and it continues to be somewhat painful, but for example, the healthcare sector has risen, the service sector has risen. Now, the service sector jobs aren't always the good-paying jobs that we lost in the manufacturing sector, but, you know, so we see some specialties come in, you know, accountants, engineers, that type of thing. That helps diversify that economy. It helps diversify the economy with jobs that aren't as suspect to being exported.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all of these announcements and all sorts of other stories all the time at talkbusiness.net. Michael, have a great week.
All right. You as well. Thanks, Phil.